It's 8:41 on a Thursday morning with the Musers. We'll say hi to the invasion coming up here in 20 minutes. But let's open the studio door and welcome in an old friend, Sports Panties.
Hey,
good morning, Sports Panties. It's always great to see you. How are you?
I'm going crazy with all the sports stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot going on.
What with the NFL and all.
Well,
see, not really in season. But
I've noticed there sure seems to be a lot of basketball players in the NBA.
Yeah.
This vapid hot sports talk was brought to you by me, the guy who borrowed your chainsaw two storms ago and hasn't mentioned it since. Sports pink.
Well, okay, Sports Panty. Speaking of the NBA, what do you think of Cooper Flagg so far for the Mavericks?
I noticed that Kyler Murray looks like he might have been released by the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Is he going to be released by all the other teams, too? Where does it end?
Well, it might end with this. I don't know.
This false infinite regress was brought to you by me, your standoffish uncle, who only started taking an interest in you once you became a cheerleader.
Oh, my gosh.
Sports panties.
All right, sports panties, if you want to talk NFL football, what about our team right here, the Cowboys? What do you think they're going to do this offseason?
Well, I'm still mad at Nico.
Oh, boy, back to basketball.
Not for the Luka trade, but because at Nike he botched a presentation to Stephon Curry in 2013.
Really?
This odd, unrelated sports beef was nurtured by me, the recent overly tattooed plumber who you caught huffing paint and rooting through your medicine cabinet when he was supposed to be busting up the tamp dam beneath your daughter's bathroom.
Oh, God.
Sports panties.
I've never heard that term before. I don't think that is an actual funny term.
Okay, well, back to basketball then. You think the Mavericks now, though, are headed in the right direction?
Hey, what's the deal with all the Olympics?
Oh, God.
I guess Italy realized that nobody was interested in people doing boring sports on ice. So they dumped out pretty quick, didn't they?
Well, I don't know about that.
Thing.
We had the full 2 weeks.
I guess they're learning their lesson after aligning with Hitler in World War I.
Well, they were on that side, yeah.
This historically inaccurate non sequitur was...
Yeah, Hitler was World War II.
Yeah, I guess he had the wrong war there, didn't he?
Was written and directed by me, your drinky spouse, who goes on way too long in lovemaking before finally rolling over and blaming the antidepressants.
Oh, gosh.
Sports pain.
How about we talk baseball? Rangers
there
of spring training. What do you think about this year's squad?
Hey, did you hear the latest on the Seattle Seahawks?
Okay, back to football.
Apparently some people are saying they won last February's Super Bowl.
Well, it was just last month.
Yeah. Next thing you know, the Patriots will be losing one.
Well, that's who they beat.
Yes, some people have been saying this because it happened.
It's a bit of odd news that wasted your time and life force and made you want to listen to a long album in a running car inside a closed garage was delivered unto you by me. The guy who convinced you to do gay stuff in the treehouse, but now won't talk to you. Fort Manning.
Well, did you at least enjoy the Sam Darnold story this year?
Well, I guess it's time to trade Cooper Flagg, huh?
Oh, gosh.
No, I don't think it is, by the way.
He's just too injury-prone with these foot sprains all the time.
Yeah, it's his first one.
What a bust of a lottery pick, huh?
No, he's not a bust.
This dumb point was conceived in sin by me, your unfriendly local abortionist.
Oh, my gosh.
Sports panties.
Sports panties. Bring everything way down there. So
what's with all the people?
What?
What do you mean?
Have you noticed that all these people are everywhere all the time when you're throwing a sporting event? I mean, what are they doing?
You mean like the crowds?
Yeah.
Attendance. Okay.
This sports observation is brought to you by me, your dad's best friend from college who uses uncomfortable racial language around children at parties. Sports people.
By the way, I don't think they throw sporting events.
Is this your only outlet? Is this the only station that will put you on the air?
Having said all that, at this time I'm going to bid you guys a goodbye, and furthermore and moreover, that goodbye will be personally guaranteed from me. You're seriously underdeveloped and drastically overexposed character that makes you feel icky the rest of the day.
That's the truth.
Sports panties.
Okay. Right. Sports guaranteed panties. Goodbye.
I guess it was good to see you again. Well, there he goes. There goes sports panties.